This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Thank you very much, Lucius. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. The Rangers have hired Brett Boone as their new hitting coach. We have CY coming up at 4:20. Sandler's going to join us here at the top of the hour, and then we'll talk about what to watch for in the second round of Stars and Jets. So we got this thing surrounded. I'm excited. You know, I think this is big money Ray stepping in. Maybe he doesn't want to spend money because he's concerned about the luxury tax and all the punishments that come if you start doing that. But hey, you know, let's go take a guy out of the media world here to be a hitting coach with a big name. Maybe that's stepping up and, you know, writing a check to get a guy in here that has a chance to, you know, say the right kind of things and manage this offense back in the right direction, because it's clear it has been underperforming for over a season now, and it needs somebody to spell it out for him just a little bit better. All right, so Sand's coming up at 4 o'clock. More on this story. Here is Brian with Krusty's Corner, brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning, gimmick-free AC repair and replacement.
Thank you very much, Sean. Thank you much to Reliant. Just a couple of things before I get into these players. Dawson, I always have to ask you this question. In the moment, if you were at the AAC, the goal goes in for the hat trick. Is the hat going on the ice? And if it's one of your better hats?
It's going.
Just out of sheer excitement, right?
Yeah, in that situation. I saw a really nice, like, stocking cap go over.
Yeah.
Oh, that looked like about $45 or something.
I loved the amount of hats that went flying before the puck had actually.
As he's got the puck on the tape, and he's just, yeah.
That was great. You have to. I mean, especially in that moment, you can't even really fathom how caught up into the emotion you are in that building. Like, talking to my friends at church on Sunday that were at the game, they're like, dude, I've been in a lot of different awesome playoff environments. There was nothing like that last 13 minutes of that game.
Yeah.
And so you're engulfed in the euphoria. That hat's coming off. Now, you have to see where you have to make the non-emotional decision is before you head to the arena. Yeah. You always have to keep in the back of your mind, this could happen. So I don't want to take my one seed hat.
Yeah.
You know, you got to have that hat trick hat that you're ready to let go of.
Yeah. What if, okay, real quick, I promise I'm going to get to these players.
You do want to flex a nice hat at the arena, though.
You do.
If you got new one.
Okay. I get that. What would you do? I totally get that. Imagine you just bought a beautiful Stars hat.
That's what I'm saying. You bought one at the arena at for like arena. $50 bucks. It's got playoffs on it. It looks great. Okay.
I think I'm just taking my shirt off and launching that.
Just real quick. Okay. Chief and Lucius are sitting there with Wooly. We're all sitting there. But hat trick, and Chief grabs your hat and throws it. Are you okay with that?
Oh, yes. That's legendary.
Really?
Yeah.
You're not comfortable throwing with
that?
Own
you don't,
hat.
You don't want to have that moment to yourself to be able to say, hey, that's my hat. You Chief, don't touch my hat.
Chief grabs your hat and throws it over the glass.
I think I would be so happy in the hilarity of the moment. I'd just be like, well done, dude.
Cool with it. Like, he's got his hat on. He's got his hat on like backwards and yelling, but he grabs your hat and throws it.
Oh, I keep my own hat on and throw his?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
He deserves to punch me in the face.
If he kept his on,
then
I'm going to rip his off and throw it.
He keeps his hat.
Yeah.
Like, everybody's keeping their hat. But Chief, in a
grabs
drunken,
mine and throws
a
it.
Drunken excitement,
that's
grabs your hat and throws it. Can you get away with that?
Absolutely not.
I don't think so.
Absolutely not.
If you've
not.
Thrown your own hat and then you're frustrated with that I haven't thrown mine and you take it and throw it, I think that's hilarious. But if you keep yours and throw mine, we got problems.
Would you, going
right to the pro shop for a new one.
Would you try and defend your hat? Like,
for sure.
I mean, like you see, like, okay. We see,
I mean, I'd probably try to slap Eric, myself for being so Eric. Silly to have not thrown it already.
Yeah, we've seen Eric at the drunken World Series game, right? Like a lot
I
of
didn't
vodka,
make it to that game.
A lot of vodka. Okay, I did.
Yeah.
A lot
yeah.
of vodka
you
in
you and Mrs. Bush saw.
Yeah.
Right?
Right. Yeah. So you have a way with words. So we're sitting there a lot of alcohol.
Earth to brought us.
Yeah.
Mr. Bush was there too, for the record.
I was just whatever.
That's Reagan's wife, by the way, too.
So there was still here, a lot bro. Of alcohol in
she
chief.
Go, bro.
Hey, tip of the cap, any chance we get. That's a good call, Lucius. A
lot of alcohol in Eric. He's got drink in hand. He's not even thinking about his hat. He's thinking about your hat.
Yeah.
Do you try and punch him before?
He's really. I think I would be stunned because I'm watching the game.
Put both your hands over your head, like to
no,
try and hold your
easy.
Hat.
Because I'm turning to high five chief.
But no, he's trying to high five you, but he's yes. grabbing your hat and tossing it.
My reactions aren't going to be quick enough to it. I'm thinking high five. He slides in and grabs my hat. It's over. I don't think I have a chance to
react. Are you yelling as he's like, he's got hat in hand?
It's
are you
my favorite hat.
Like, no, don't. And then in a drunken rage that we know he's in, he's tossed the hat.
He's tossed the hat.
Looking at you like, yeah, look at that, bro. But he has his hat on.
That's probably when a Draymond Green kick to the nuts is.
Dude, this is an incredibly detailed picture he's painting for me over here.
Yeah, he wants you to hate me so bad.
And now he's probably defending his hat because he knows I'd be coming after it.
No, because I'm fearful Lucius would have grab my hat because Lucius probably will have on like his F1 Mercedes-Benz hat or something like that. So that
top
thing ain't
tier.
Going over the glass.
Yeah, I'll give you a tip of the cap.
Yeah, Lucius is
thing in.
Lucius has got cocktail in hand and he's like high fiving. He ain't doing no hat. So
well, I think I'd try to wink at you on the other side of Chief to grab his hat.
You don't want
to
be.
I swear I'm gonna get these players.
You do not want to be the guy or gal walking out of the AAC after a night like that. With your hat still on your head.
No, that's a walk of shame.
Yes, that is the ultimate walk of shame.
But you just bought that playoff hat.
That's on you, man.
That's a $50 playoff hat.
It's worth it, though. It's worth it to say you did it.
I
saw the Hattie. Yeah. I saw Ottinger save all of McKinnon's shots.
All right.
My pants will probably go flying off, too, at that moment. Let's be honest.
The drunken you at a sporting event is great.
I appreciate it.
It is great.
That was unbelievable.
It is. Okay, I'm sorry about that. All right. I'm going to talk about three players a day since we've got nine players. I'm going to start with Trayshawn Holden, the wide receiver from Oregon first. I'm going to go three guys today, three guys tomorrow, and three guys the next day. We're going to knock all these UDFAs out. Holden is a four-star recruit. Initially, he was at Alabama. And he was Alabama for 3 years, and then he transferred to Oregon. And so he wasn't very good at Alabama. He had some struggles with low number of catches, a lot of drops. But what this guy does at 6'2 and 211, he gives your quarterback a large target. And he's really, really good when it comes to running those dig routes, inside routes, the crossing.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Routes. He doesn't, I don't think he has really, really natural hands, guys. I think he does fight the ball a little bit here. I think you'll see some double catching with him. And not really, he's not a body catcher, but there's times where he just doesn't catch the ball particularly clean. And I think this is why people kind of went after him a little bit. So, like I said, got to be careful of him. Big guy fighting the ball, double catching it. His size does allow him to run through some jams and presses more than just beating him with quickness or elusive moves. His releases, his route entrance, I mean, it just doesn't have much speed or suddenness to him as a player. And that's going to be a problem for him. But when he does have ball in hands, he is able to get all he can. He's got the ability to kind of weave through defenders until they can bring him down. But he can work along the sidelines, back of the end zone. Those things are good for him to do. Contested plays, again, the hands are a little bit questionable. The length and the height help here. I just think it's going to be a hard time for him to separate from corners. I don't think he has, like I say, that quickness or that speed, and that's probably what hurt him of not being drafted by anybody in the league.
Speed,
yeah.
How bad is it?
It's noticeable. It's noticeable. So, but when I watched him play, I was like,
he's my boy's just planting quicksand.
Yeah, it's not getting through things very quick. But the size is really pretty impressive. It's 6'2".
Great hands.
Not great. Not great.
Body catcher.
Not a body catcher, but he kind of double catches some balls too. That's what we're talking about here. So we'll see. We'll see how it plays out. Okay. Rivelando Fairweather.
Oh, the tight end.
From Auburn. He's 6'3". He's 300. He's 242 pounds. This kid transferred from Florida International University, FIU. And he moves well for his size. He's got really a long build, and he does have good hands. He's able to adjust to various passes thrown his direction. Auburn's quarterbacks were awful. And he was able to kind of go low for a ball, go high for a ball, out in front of him, behind him. So the hand-eye coordination is really good there. This guy's got more straight-line speed than overall quickness. I do think he does a really good job of tracking the ball. He plays with body control down the field. He's able to work along the sidelines if necessary. There's a couple of times where routes, you know, where things broke down and he got to the sidelines and he had to make that tap-tap catch. But in college, you only need the 1 foot, but he's still tap-tapped. He doesn't have a lot of routes at that tight end spot. He just did not execute a lot of routes. He'll work through the middle of the field mainly. He will play in line. When I mean in line, he'll play next to the tackle, but most of his stuff is flexed or as a wing, and he's more of a get-in-the-way blocker as opposed to one who's going to stick his nose in the action. He's not that great when asked to block as that wing, or when he has to play on the move. When he has to trap or get somebody out of there, this is not his cup of tea, as they would say. He just doesn't have pop. He doesn't have surge. He just can't move defenders like he would. But his ability to catch the ball and run after catch are his best traits for the position. I felt like he had some of that John Stevens. Remember the kid that got hurt the last couple of years?
Yeah.
The athletic tight end that you kind of see.
He's turned heads.
Making plays, but every year it seems like he gets hurt in camp.
Yeah.
He's got some John Stevens to his game by the way he's built and by the way he moves. So I could see why the Cowboys like this particular player, Fairweather from Auburn. All right, the last.
Did it check out like he could help you in the run game with his blocking?
No, he's not that.
That's what guy. I heard about him.
Not that guy.
That's why I trust Brian.
Not that guy. All right, Elijah Clark in my last report for the day. He's the safety from Syracuse at 6'1", 188. He plays as a true free safety. This kid transferred from Rutgers. He does have versatile experience across the secondary. He's played a lot of different spots. He can really high point the ball when he needs to go get it. He reads well from depth. When he sees routes developing, he can come forward and make plays. He's really physical in coverage. He flies downhill in the running game, kind of can square up runners in the hole. His strike, I mean, he's got some violence at 6'1", 181. he kind of looks a little bit like a corner playing more than he does a safety.
Like a vegetarian corner.
Yeah, he's thin. Might struggle a little bit having to deal with some, you know, if you put him in the slot and ask him to cover those guys. He's a 4-5 guy running, but he does have some quickness to him and able to kind of adjust. His footwork's going to have to be a little bit better. Flexibility in space is going to have to be a little bit better. But as far as coming downhill and making plays, I mean, there's a sense of urgency. So when he plays, I was kind of impressed with that. I can say the versatile skill set, the play up, the play back, he might be kind of a guy you use in some nickel coverage. But man, I'll tell you what, at 6'1", 188, I was impressed with how physical he was and his willingness when the ball went down the field, how he was able to play with some range and able to knock passes away. So I believe this was the highest paid college free agent the Cowboys signed. I think this kid was given a guarantee of $257,000.
Not bad.
As a guy. So that tells me that he was on the Cowboys draft board. A lot of these guys, I bet, were on Dallas's draft board. Those are the first guys they go after. So those are the three that we're going to start with today, and then we'll catch the other six in the next couple of days.
Man, I see on College Sports Network, UDFAs comprise over 12% of NFL starters.
Yeah.
There's some gold. There's some gold in these hills. Thank you, Brian.
Thank you.
Undrafted free agent there in Krusty's Corner every afternoon, 3:40 here, brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning. Sandler for some minutes, then what to watch for in the second round, Stars and Jets. And we're back right here. It's the GBAC Nation on 105 through the Fan.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.